This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Nun Hei Amad Beis. We're going to start 5 lines from the bottom on Nun Hei Amad Aleph. We're talking about the sugya of Ha'ara, the initial stage of Bia, which we're going to see today, finally, what that is. We learned out that all chayavei krisos, you are chayev b'ha'ara, because it says hara by nida, and all the arayos are hukish la'adadi. They're all compared to each other, as Rabbi Yoina teaches us in his Hekish. V'nichasu ka'anafashos ha'oisos. The Gemara discussed why the Torah needs to say hara by eshesach, and why the Torah has to say hara by achosav and achosim. But for now, we're learning out that for all the chayave krisos, you're chay for hara. So now the Gemara is a shayla, hara, the chayve lavin minolin. How do I know that you're chayiv for hara by chayve lavin? For example, living with a chayve lav. Let's say a shif to live with a shivcha kananis, or a mitzri, possibly, although the Gemara brings an opinion that it's an asay. But how do you know you're living with a mamzer? It says Gemara, midagali rachmana shichvas zera gabe shivcha charufa. From the fact that if you have a designated shivcha, we know that a Jewish man is not to live with a shivcha. However, a Jewish man, a Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a Shivcha Kananis, and if he marries her, so then she is a quasi Eshesish. However, if somebody lives with that woman, it's not like living with an Eshesish, and it's only considered a lav. And the Torah says, Shichvas Zera, the emitting of seed, in relation to living with a Shivcha Charufa. And from there we learn, Meklal D'chayav Elavin B'ha'ara. From there we learn only a Shivcha Charufa requires a full bia, because only a full bia could be Moitzi Zera. However, so if it says a full bia by Shivcha Charufa, from there we learn out that other Chayvei Lavin are Bahara. So the Gemara says, why don't you take it the other way? From the fact that the Torah says you're Chayev, Chayvei Krisus Bahara, that implies Chayvei Lavin, you need to be a Gemura. Says Gemara, Adarabba, midagali rachmana ha'ara b'chayvei krisos, from the fact that the Torah reveals ha'ara b'chayvei krisos, m'klal d'chayvei lavin, the Gemara bina, that implies chayvei lavin requires a full-fledged bia. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, amravashim ken lishto krom yishavcha charufa. Ravashi says, if so, let the Torah be silent from Shivcha Charufa. What does that mean, let the Torah be silent by Shivcha Charufa? Meaning, if Chayvei Krisos ni Chay Bahara, but Chayvei Lavin, you're only Chay with a Bia Gemura, so then I don't need to say Shivcha Charufa, that you're only Chay with a Bia Gemura. I would learn it out from Chayvei Lavin. The fact that the Torah has to say that a shivcha charufa is only chay with a bia gemura, that implies that other chay ve'lavin are not only chay be'bia gemura, but they're also chayiv for ha'ara. In other words, if in fact chay ve'lavin required a bia gemura, then it wouldn't have to say by shivcha charufa you need a bia gemura. We would learn it out from Shivcha Charufa. I wouldn't have to say anything by Chayvei Lavin. The fact, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that don't say Chayvei Krisos, you're Chay Bahara, but Chayvei Lavin, you need to be a Gemura, because then it doesn't have to say anything by Shivcha Charufa. But now, so now Tosis asks, so now that Chayvei Lavin, you're Chayv Bahara, so then why does it have to say Hara by Chayvei Krisos? That's Tosis's Kasha. Maybe we'll discuss that in the Iyun Shir, which, by the way, I don't know if it could be Sunday morning. We'll figure out when it is this coming week. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, Ha'ara d'chayve lavin d'kuhuna minalan. How do I know Ha'ara by chayve lavin of kuhuna? We can't learn that from Shivcha, because Shivcha is a lav hashava b'koil. But how do you know lavim of kuhuna? Asya kicha kicha. It says by Chayvei Krisos Ishashar Yikach, and it says by Chayvei Lavin the Kuhuna Lo Yikachu. So I learn out, just like Chayvei Krisos is Bahara, Chayvei Kuhuna is Bahara. Says Gemara, the Chayvei Yasei Minon, how do I know that Chayvei Yasei Yachayev Bahara? For example, Mitzri Va'adoimi until the third generation. Says Gemara, Asya Bia Bia, we learn out Bia Bia. From Chayvei Lavin, it says Lo Yavai Mamzer, and it says Dar Shlishi Yavai. So it says Yavai by Asay, and it says Bia Yavai by Lavin. So I learn out Chayvei Asay from Chayvei Lavin. Yavama Lashuk Minalan. How do I know that a Yavama to stam a guy if she doesn't do Chalitza? How do I know that Hara to her is Gemar Bia, and it's an Isser? Says Gemara, well, according to the Manda Amar, that it's an Isser Lav to live with her. So, because the Pasuk says, Loisiyah Eishas Hameis. So if it's a Lav, we know, Chai Ve Lav and Yer Chai Ve Hara. There is an opinion, it's an Asay, Yivama Yavay Aleha. And we learn it out from Asay. Now the question is, how do I know a Yavam is koina a yavama beha'ara? How do you know yavam is koina yavama beha'ara? Ella yavama liyavam inalan. Asya bia bia. We learn out bia bia. It says yavama yavai aleha. And it says by chayve lavin. La yavai. So we learn it out, Gzer Shava Bia Bia. How about Isha Labala? How do I know a husband is kind his wife? With Hara, Asya Kicha Kicha. It says, Ki Yikach Isha Sisha. And it says, by Chayve Krisus, Kicha. Nusugya. So now basically, all prohibitions in the world, Hara is considered like a Bia Gemura, be it Krisos, be it Chayvei Lavin, be it Chayvei Lavin of Kahuna, be it Chayvei Yasei, be it Yavam Lashuk. Now, three times, though, the Torah says Bia Gemura. Yes, what, you have a question? Ah, Gavaldiga Kasha. So, Reb Pinchas is asking, Kicha Kicha, that's, you know, it's already taken. It's already used. That's Tosis' Kasha, Kicha Kicha. Tosis' Tema, Denav Kalam, Parakam, the Kedushin, the Ishaniknas Vabia, Midachsev Ubala. Sorry, that's not Tosis' question. But Tosis' question is, we learn out a woman is Koina Babia from the fact that it says, Kicha is Ubala. Why don't we learn it out from Kicha Kicha? Now, for Gzera Shava, does that have to be Mufna? Does Gzera Shava have to be Mufna? Once the word is established for Gzera Shava, so it's a pipeline. So I don't know if, you know, I don't think we say it's taken. In other words, we're going to apply many Gzer Shavas, you learn from one to from A to B and then from B to A. We don't say, well, it's already taken from A to B, you can't bring it from B to A. So once the connection is established, it's established. Okay, so Amar Rava, Lamali Dekasa Rachmana Shivcha Zara B'Shivcha Charufa. Why does the Torah have to say Abia Gemura by Shivcha Charufa? Well, that we already said, because to violate living with Shivcha Harufa, it's only if you do a Bia Gemura. But the Gemara is going to say that. Shivcha Zera Be'ishas Ish. It says, if a man will live with a woman, Shivcha Zera, by the arayos of living with a married woman. Why? since all the arayas are hukash la'adadi, that means you're chai for living with a married woman, even bahara. So why does it say shechva zara? And by soita, why does it say shechva zara by soita, if you're chayiv, even if she does hara, she has hara? So the Gemara says one at a time. The shivcha charufa kid amran. The reason why the Torah says be a gemur by shivcha charufa is to indicate that you're only liable for living with a shivcha charufa. Again, a shivcha charufa is a shivcha that's designated to an eved ivri. You're only chayv if you live with her be a gemurah. The eishas ish. You know why it says shivcha zera by eishas ish? You are chayv bahara. You know why it says shivcha zera prat lemeshamish meis? This comes to exclude somebody who has relations with a limb, organ. In other words, the aver is only capable of being moitzi zera if it's bekishoy. So if somebody has tashmish with an aver mace, if the aver is limp, so then one is not chaya for such a bia. Now, the halacha is, you don't even have to be moitzi zera, but it has to be bekishoy, because only a kishoy is able to be moitzi zera. And Aver Mace is not able to be moitzi zera. So the reason why it says shechva zera is to come to exclude bia be'Aver Mace. Says the Gemara, hanich l'man d'amra b'mishash Aver Mace v'arayis pater. This only works out according to the man d'amra, that if you have relations with an erva, be'Aver Mace, you're taka pater, l'man d'amra chayiv. But according to the man d'amar, that if one has relations with an erva be'ever meis chayiv ma'ikal meimar, you can't say it's coming to exclude ever meis because ever meis is chayiv. Ella prat l'meshamish meisa, it comes to exclude if someone has relations with a dead woman, you're pater. Let's say the woman is a married woman. The only thing is she's dead. So, who did that, by the way? Remember the Gemara? Hordas had relations with the last remaining woman from the Chashmonoi family who jumped off the roof. I think Daf Gimel Amud Beis and Bab Basa, right? So you would think a woman is still considered married even if she's dead. Now, where do we learn that out from? A kohen. A kohen is allowed to be matami to 7 close relatives. One of them is his wife. Thing is, if his wife is dead, it's not his wife anymore. No, even though she's dead, she's still his wife. So if she's still a wife, maybe she's an Eishes Ish, and you can't live with a dead woman. So therefore, the Torah says, Shechva Zera, that comes to exclude a dead woman. Says Gemara, the Sakadai Techamina, Hola Acher Misa Nami Yikri She'erai, I would think, since after death, it's also called She'er, Ema l'chayiv ala be'eshes ish, I would think you're chayiv on it for eshes ish. Kamash malan. The soita lamali. Why do I need a pasuk of shechva zera by soita? L'chadatani, we learned in a raisa, shechva zera prat l'davar acher. If a man, if she goes into seclusion and she's nistara, because there's a possibility of v'shachav ish oisa shechva zera, so that comes to exclude, says the Gemara, something else. My davar acher, amrav sheshes, prat l'shekino la shaloi kedarka. That if a man warns his wife, I don't want you going into seclusion and having not natural relations, but bia shaloi kedarka, and she goes into seclusion, she will not become a soita. The Torah says, shechva zera. That comes to indicate that you're only chayiv if you warn the wife not to have bia kedarka, but if you warn her not to have bia shaloi kedarka, and there's a possibility that she had bia shaloi kedarka, she would not become usher to the husband. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Mishkevei Isha Ksiv. But the Pasuk says, Mishkevei Isha. So since the Pasuk says, Mishkevei Isha, then only typical relations would render a woman a soita. Sorry. Mishkevei Ishuk, if Rashi says, both Bia Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka are compared. And therefore, even if he did warn her not to have be a shalai kedaka, that would render her a saita. In other words, you can't say Sheikh Vazir is excluding a man who warns his wife not to have bia shaloi kedarka, because we learn out from Mishkevei Isha that even if she was warned not to have bia shaloi kedarka, it would render her a saita. Ela Amar Rava, Rava said, Prat l'shekina l'adarchivarem. He warned her not to have relations with the man where the man is not having bia kedarka, he's not having bia shaloi kedarka. His Aver is coming in contact with her guf. He's just pressing against her guf. So that would not render the woman a saita. If there's suspicion that that happened, then that's what she was warned not to do. Says the Gemara, of course that would not render her a saita. Amar le Abaye, Pritzusa Amar Achmana. Is the Torah just going to prohibit a woman because she acts in a low, promiscuous manner? Of course she would not become a saita that way. He warned her not to have neshika. Neshika means he warned her not that the male organ of the mezaneh should not come into contact with her orifice, with her, the female reproductive organ. In other words, he warned her that the two Evare Tashmish should not come into contact with each other. That's what it means, Nishika. Says the Gemara, wait a second, that might be Bia. Hani Chalaman, now we have the main machlokes of this parak. Hani Chalaman Damar Ha'ara Zu Hachnasa Satara. This is good, according to Mandamra, that the definition of Bia is there has to be some penetration, that the corona is inserted. So then you could say only Hara would render her a Saita, but Nishika Sevarim would not render her a Saita. This only works out if Hara is Hachnasas Atara, if it's the insertion of the corona. Elo Lamandamar Zu Nishika, but according to Mandamar, Hara is Nishika, and that is the definition of Bia, that if there's merely the contact of the reproductive organs, that is considered Tashmish, Ma'ika Lameimar. You cannot say that Shikhvas Zara is coming to exclude Nishika, because Nishika is Tashmish according to one Manda Amar. Says Zimara, let's go back to the original possibility. Really, he warned her not to have Tashmish Darachevarim. We asked that of course that would not render her a saita. It says, why of course? Becoming a saita is dependent on the hakpada of the Baal, the jealousy, zealotry of the Baal. If the Baal is jealous, then this would render her a saita. The itzak kedayt chamina bekpeda the Baal tala rachmana. This is dependent on the hakpada of the Baal. V'haka kapid, and he's makbid. Kamash malan, no. That, now what's the kamash malan? Kamash Malan, it's not dependent on the Kpeda of the Baal, or even though it's totally on the Kpeda of the Baal, but this is not called Tashmish, and therefore it would not render her Saita. We had in an Eon share very recently regarding Bias Katan, this idea that even if Bias Katan is not a Bia, it could still render the woman a Saita. Why? Because Bikpeda the Baal Talia Milsa. That was the Svar of Aaron Cutler. I think Rav Aaron extrapolates based on this line in the Gemara that there are instances that might not be halachic tashmish hamita, and yet the law of soita would still apply, because soita is not dependent on technical tashmish, it's dependent perhaps on the kina de baal. Fine. So now let us analyze. This is basically the main topic of this parak. Amar Shmuel ha'ara zunashika. Shmuel says Hara is the contact of the reproductive organs. Now, the Gemara is going to explain. Because everybody agrees for something to be Bia, it has to have some level of penetration. But according to Shmuel, in his opinion, when the two Evarim come into contact, there's automatically a level of penetration, and he gives the following mashal. Mashal la'adam shemeniach etzboi alpiv. It's like a man who puts his finger on his mouth. The finger will, in some way, be pressing on the mouth. Even though, what do you mean? The finger is something which is narrow. The mouth is a little bit of a hole, an orifice. So maybe it's just one on the other. No, it's going to happen that there'll be a degree of pressure. Same thing with tashmish. Even neshikas ha'ivarim is considered a degree of penetration. It's impossible that the flesh will not be pressing. Okay, so that's the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel holds hara zu neshikas eivar. Fine. Ki asar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chana came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Gemar bia b'shivcha charufa zu hachnasas atara. The gemar bia that's required by shivcha charufa is not full penetration, it's just the insertion of the corona. So this seems to be like Shmuel. Shmuel says hara is neshika. And Bia Gemura, Rabbi Archan is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is the insertion of the Atara, as opposed to full penetration. Masav Rav Sheshes asks, Shichvas Zera, it says by Shivcha Rosh Zera, Enoi Chayiv Ela Al Bias Hameiruk. You're only Chayiv for Bia of Meiruk. Rashi learns, Meiruk is mazria, ejaculation. So that implies the only chayiv on bias hameiruk. My love, meiruk, gid, isn't it not the ejaculation of the male organ? Loi meiruk atara, it's just the penetration of the corona. So right now, Shmuel and Rabbi Aruchan are still good. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Archana said. Rabbi Archana said, Bia Gemura is Achnasa Satara. Rav Dimi reported the name Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ara Zu Achnasa Satara. The initial stage of Bia is Achnasa Satara. Amrule, they said to Rav Dimi, Rabbi Archana, Rabbi Archana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's hachnasa satara is bia gemura, and you're saying it's only hara. So Rav Archanas, Ravin said, Amar Lahu, he said to them, oyihu shakraya no shakra. Either he's lying or I'm lying. You're right. He didn't say what I say. One of us are lying in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan hold. I hold hara is hachnasas atar. He holds hara is neshika, and hachnasas atar is a bia gemura. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Bechan, hara zu hachnasas atar. Hara is the insertion of the atara. Ravin said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hara is hachnasas atar. Rav Dimi said, hara is hachnasas atar. Shmuel said, Haraz Nashika. Rabbi Archana said, Bia Gemura is Hachnasa Satara. So, Ad Rabbi Barachana Vadei Pliki. On Rabbi Barachana, Ravin is for sure arguing. And Rav Dimi is for sure arguing. Why? Because Rav Dimi and Ravin say, Hara is Hachnasa Satara. And Rabbi Archana says, it's Bia Gemura. Hachnasa does be a gemura. But the question is, Ad Shmuel mi lema pligi. They say, hara is hachnasa satara. Shmuel says it's neshika. So do they argue on Shmuel? Or, as the Gemara is about to say, maybe there's from neshika sevarim until hachnasa satara is all hara. Loi, maybe they don't argue. From the contact of the organs until the insertion of the corona, that is called hara. He also, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hara zu hachnasa satara. Hara is hachnasa satara. And Gemar Bia is not until Gemar Bia Mamish, until a full-fledged Bia. Mikan ve'elach. Anything that's not bia gemura, mamish, eino ela neshika is only neshika, upater aleha. And you're pater on that, and that argues on Shmuel, because Shmuel says neshika is called hara, and hara yirchayev. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yudas in the Rechem, hara is only hachnasas atara. Mikan ve'elach. Anything less than hachnasas atara is neshika. In other words, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yudam Rav Yochanan, bia gemura is bia gemura. Hara is hachnasas atara. Anything less than hachnasas atara is nothing. And that argues on Shmuel. Meaning until now we wanted to say maybe everyone agrees from neshika until hachnasas atara, that's hara. Now we're bringing a daya that no, less than hachnasas atara is nothing. I believe we paskin like Shmuel that hara is also even neshika sevarim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Stay tuned for the timing of the Eon Shir, and wish everybody a wonderful evening. Have a great night. Kol Tov. Let me see what I can do. They still have them. Okay, sure. Let me see if I still have it, okay? Okay, okay. Okay, Kol Tov. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.